MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said on Monday, the state is launching a universal free child care program. New Mexico already eliminated the cost of child care for most families in 2022 under Lujan Grisham. And she said, New Mexico is leading the U.S. with this program that will expand upon the initiative to help families financially and provide a good start for children in the state.
It's the difference between making it when inflation in this country remains too high, particularly in the areas of utilities and food, the things that families have to raise their families.
She said. Jeffrey Diaz, 43, of Roswell, pleaded guilty to federal charges for making multiple bomb threats to government offices across several states, the DOJ announced on Monday. On February the 14th, Diaz made threatening calls to several governmental agencies and offices, including the United States Senator's Office, a New Mexico 2nd Judicial District Court in Bernalillo County, the Doña Ana County Magistrate Court, and the Governor of Pennsylvania's office. Diaz pled guilty to 4 counts of malicious threat to injure by fire or explosive. At sentencing, he faces up to 10 years in prison. And if you have any home movies or videotapes showing the Smokey Bear hotshots in action, Stephanie Long, curator of the Wingfield Heritage House Museum, would love to see them. They are planning an exhibit on the hotshots at the museum and want to create a film montage to go along with the photos and objects pertaining to this part of Ruidoso's history. The Smokey Bear hotshots were formed in 1976 with 27 wildland firefighters, but they were not the first fire crew in the area. That honor goes to the Mescalero Apache Red Hats, which were created in 1948 and consisted of 19 men, mostly World War II veterans, from the Mescalero Apache tribe. The Red Hats disbanded in 1973, but Apache firefighters continue to serve in wildland areas. Although the museum is currently focused on collecting material for the hotshot exhibit, it is always interested in seeing the Ruidoso photos and objects that people may have stashed away. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.